I got a
piccolo. Yes, is it cold?
Shouldn't be.
Lukewarm.
Yeah,
I think it's got skin on it.
I got you a piccolo when I walked into the cafe.
No, I can't drink it.
Oh no!
I think it's got the skin on it. You know, that's gross. It goes on my tongue.
When I walked into the cafe, the lady that works in there, you know the one, you know the type.
Yeah.
Said, "Thank you for coming in," and then I assessed the situation and I looked. And there was this guy, maybe 50, holding his phone, glasses on, standing at the counter, kind of tilting it towards her, showing her something.
Oh, dear.
And she was like, "Thank you for coming in." And so I was like, "I'm going to extend my time here by getting you a piccolo because this guy looks like he could be a punish."
Yes.
And as I took the coffees and walked out, he goes, "Yeah, so, I mean, did you grow up in Australia? Or because you might not actually understand what I'm showing you if you didn't." And I was just like, "Oh, I can't do anything more here."
You bailed?
I bailed.
Yeah.
But it did make me think that, you know, about how life is full of these...
sliding doors moments.
Sliding doors moments. These kooky interactions with strangers.
Yeah, but what do you do in that situation? Be like, "Mate, stop talking to her. I reckon you're being a punish."
Well, I thought about that. No, you can't police it. I did think for a second about, do I message everyone here at the office and be like, "Whoever's here, go and get a coffee and it'll help save her from this."
Yeah.
But every day, if you lead a full and rich and fulfilling life, you'll interact with fucking randos.
That's very true. I see where you're going with this.
And you have an opportunity in that moment to engage and gather stories and, you know, and maybe give them a story.
Yeah.
Think about it like as if you're, say, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're there to give someone something.
A story. Some wine.
Yeah, some wine.
Some fish.
Some fish. Some bread. A parable. Life. Eternal life. Imagine you're filling your car up at the servo and the guy across from you is wearing the footy jersey of the team that you also support. And they played last night and they did all right.
Yeah.
Would you lean across and offer him the chance at eternal life?
Yeah, or turn his petrol into wine.
Yeah. Just be like, "Mate, how about Damien Cook? What's going on there? Him playing in the centres."
Oh, I do that every time. Like that, I walk past someone with a hat. If there's been a game the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
And just make a comment.
Yeah.
You know? Because they love it.
Yeah, because they've gone through their wardrobe and gone,
"I am still stoked about yesterday.
Good game last night. I'll wear that scarf." It's 23 degrees. You don't need a scarf. But, you know, where would you say some of the greatest forced interactions with strangers happen?
Well, funny you should ask.
Really?
Recently, I've become addicted to Facebook Marketplace. And Facebook Marketplace offers the richest tapestry of people to interact with and engage with on two mediums. In some ways, this is why it's quite interesting.
Mm.
The conversation starts... I mean, I have never used Tinder. So I assume that Facebook Marketplace is very similar to Tinder.
Well, I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree because Tinder, you say, "I want to talk to women that are 31 to 40.
Yeah, whatever. I know. You can parameters. You can put filters on people, normal stuff.
And they're within 5 kilometers of me.
Mm.
And to be honest, that's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, and then you're hot or not them. Yeah, yeah. I understand how Tinder works.
Let me explain. So there's this thing called dating apps.
I'm on the record of being very anti them. I think they're very bad for society and humanity. So is everything. So, so I'm on the record of saying everything is bad.
But here's why Tinder is. I think this is something that was actually discussed on the Becky and Cam podcast featuring me, recorded at this very desk.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you might notice that both podcasts sound so good. And Down Round.
Yeah, but Down Round, I chuck the effects on, and I don't know how to do it like you do.
I've got the secret sauce.
Yeah, so it's a bit fucked.
It's like how Dr. Dre kicks everyone out for the last 2 hours of mixing, and then all of a sudden the snares are crazy. Tinder would be much better for people like you and I who have never been on dating apps, and they could widen their pool if they let a third person in the chat. Married people can come in the chat and be like
and things, moderate
things that are floundering and just be like, come on.
Yeah, or provide advice.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, maybe, and then maybe, who knows, if things go well, you get invited to the wedding.
Ah, love going to weddings.
Would you?
I thought you were going to say Tinder would be better if, as well as dating, they had a marketplace.
They had marketplace.
For secondhand goods.
Tinder marketplace. Yeah.
And, you know what? If Facebook Marketplace had a kind of a swipe system, if I could type in like 7.1 surround speakers, filter between, you know, prices and then just kind of swipe, yep, no.
And then automatic, and then.
I guess on the other side.
If you're a seller.
You're just looking for buyers, like, you're like, oh yeah, I'd sell to these people.
Nah, not that kind. Nah, yep.
Anyway, point being, it starts obviously with like a message. I love it.
Hi. Is this still available?
Is this still available? I never use the standard message.
No. You can't. I love the like 55-year-olds on there that are like in the actual name of the product.
We will not respond.
Yes, if it's up, it is still available.
If you can see the ad, it's available. It's
like, you know that's the stock message. You know that's there for people who. Who like absolutely crumble under the pressure of having to talk to a stranger to ask if they can buy the thing you're selling, because society's crumbled to a point where people don't even know how to ask someone who's selling something they want to buy, can I buy this? Yeah. That's all it's there for. Yeah. So Facebook can fucking keep you on there a little longer rather than going like, oh, I don't have the balls to be like, hey, are you selling that coffee table?
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. The other day I bought a cheap gaming rig for my at-home simulator.
Yeah.
And indeed, it was a rich... I ended up in a gentleman's apartment on the 23rd floor of a Zetland complex that had four computers, full gaming rig, international student, like 400 empty tins of Sunkist.
I mean, it is a superior. I guess Fanta got discontinued, but Sunkist is the superior soft drink if you're going to drink it.
He offered me a coffee, and I was like, "Yeah, I'll have a coffee." And it was a Coles branded Up and Go that was coffee flavored. I was trying to be polite. I took two sips. I could not swallow that. Basically.
I mean, I got you a barista made piccolo that's been sitting here for 15 minutes, and you're like, throw it away.
Well, that's true. It's similar, similar flavor with the skin on it and everything. I don't know how people drink those things. I know that
young bodies are incredibly resilient,
and like Up and Go. Though, and that vibe, I do understand people drink them.
Mm.
Is it like a health thing? Is it like a
no?
Hack?
It's an energy for kids, like, or for not for kids, but for like, you know, teens to early 20s. It's put a popper in the lunchbox, and it's got.
I don't think
carbs
it's targeted
deluxe.
At them, is it? I thought it was targeted at like.
What, like
busy professionals or something? I don't even
really?
Know. Well, I don't know. They advertise it on TV.
I thought it was for like kids that run 5 kilometers a day just incidentally.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's just like, here's heaps of carbs for your growing body.
Yeah.
And like, it tastes like chocolate, you know.
Kinda.
Yeah. I think adults shouldn't be drinking that shit.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
Why is the fridge here at work stocked up with
you
them?
You know why? Because offices much like this, and hello to everyone that works here if you're listening. Great to have you on board. But the things that are procured for the communal fridges here, those purchases are made by a 20-year-old.
Yeah, it's true.
And
they're in charge of like stocking the fridges.
They're not thinking about a guy who's in his mid-30s who's like trying to avoid carbs and likes, you know, things with just a hint of flavor.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe like some nice shit. Just
look, we want like the flavored sparkling water.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Seltzers and shit.
Not just like a fucking entire wall
of Passiona.
Yeah. Like, it's like, you know, in MTV Cribs when they open the fridge up and it's like, I've got all this alkaline water and shit. Whatever happened to that weird, remember like, what was
charcoal water?
Frequency H2O or whatever.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The one
all that
they
stuff.
Sent me a box.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever happened to the funky waters, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's too many.
I think people realize that like,
paying $8 for a water with magic in it.
That you've like pumped, that you've just sat next to some crystals for a while. I'll gladly accept a box of that for free. I don't know if I'm paying for it.
I think money was a bit freer at that time.
Yeah. You could fuck with water and people are like, yeah, I'm on board, whatever. Things are good. What's COVID?
No, totally. But yeah, so anyway, that leads us to a concept. A podcast concept alert.
Because that happened on Monday for you. I made a purchase as well on Monday.
Mm.
And we both came out of it feeling like out of our separate purchases being like, this really is something that we should be sharing with people.
Yeah. I mean, I got to see a Chinese exchange student gaming den. The guy had, it's winter holidays or whatever, for school holidays. He'd sold his car and quit his job for the holidays. I assume they go for about 3 or 4 weeks or something like that.
Sure.
I don't know. Could be longer. With the intention of spending that entire time gaming and ordering delivery food. And at the end of that period, whatever money he has left, he will use to attempt to buy another car so he can continue to work. The weirdness started when he was like, yeah, when do you want to pick it up? And I was like, oh, 8:39 a.m. And he's like, weird emoji. One of the emojis that, like, it's not a non-standard emoji.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a squashed face, like it's big. Anyway, it's like, I won't be awake then. And then it's, that emoji.
Yeah. It's risky putting personality into the Facebook Marketplace chat.
Yeah, I mean, he had great personality. I mean, something was up immediately. I was like, okay, right, I won't be awake at 9 a.m., okay? And then when I said, what's the earliest I can come? He said, 11:30. In the end.
Now, look, you may recall our early to mid-20s when we lived in Redfern around the corner from each other.
Yeah.
And if we were up before 10 a.m., it was something was wrong.
Yeah, that's true. My typical wake-up time around then was, like 9:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a different life.
Yeah.
Then I did go around there at 8:30 because he texted me in the morning at 6:30 being like, I haven't slept yet, so just come around as soon as you can.
Fuck.
Anyway.
King shit.
But yeah, so what are we doing?
All right. So Facebook Marketplace is obviously a place dense with stories.
Mm.
Like many marketplaces of years gone by, Marrakesh.
Yep.
Back to the Jesus stuff, the one that Jesus tore down that was set up in the temple.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I guess has parallels to this, you know. Zuckerberg set up a marketplace in the temple of Facebook.
Yes.
And now it's the only reason anyone really goes there. But we've had some people saying, hey, what are you guys doing with our Patreon money?
Yes, exactly. What are you doing with it?
And so here's what I think we should do. I propose a competition.
A competition?
Yeah. You versus me.
Yeah. Okay. Podcaster versus podcaster.
Yeah. Mate against mate. Podcaster against podcaster. And here's what I think the gist should be. We both start with $200 each of our hard-earned patrons' money.
$200. Okay.
$200 each.
That's a fair chunk.
And we have, let's say, 6 months.
6 months, okay.
And we have to report back in weekly.
Yeah.
And what we have to do is whoever at this end of the 6 months has the most liquid cash from this initial 200 wins.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what do they win? I don't know yet. No. We can figure that out.
The other person's cash? The other person's stuff?
Well, because there's things that could happen here. Like, you could be like, I've taken a gamble on this, like, pretty niche thing that I know I could make a lot of money on, but it's going to move slow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
A soldering iron.
Yeah, right? Or, like, you know, some really nice Japanese knives that I've priced a little bit higher, but I know they'll go. It'll just take a couple of weeks, but it's like fucking, you know, clock's ticking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I think, the end goal is whoever has the most money at the end of 6 months wins.
Wins.
We'll figure out the prize. Yeah, Maybe we can discuss that. I think, but also there should be, you know, we check in every week.
Yeah.
Talk about the sales we've made, the things we've bought.
Okay, so question. Yeah. Question. Can we get free stuff off Facebook Marketplace?
I think yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, that's
I think, yes.
The only problem with that is that incentivizes just the volume play, right? Like, hoover up as much free shit as you can, chuck it on there for $10 and wait, and you're just like every week just hoovering up free stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the reason.
But that's, you know, the downside to that is it's fucking annoying.
It's a real pain in the ass.
Because you have to drive around and go and get this shit and store it somewhere and deal with all the different people. Like, is volume the way you want to go?
No, I don't think it is. You know? I guess we'll find out. Because we're coming in this as novices. Maybe we need to speak to a pro flipper.
Yeah, yeah.
We just probably could just walk around the corner right now find someone.
Yeah. But, like, do you want to be having all those marketplace conversations? No.
Well, but then, some you do.
But then the other thing is, like, you know, with more niche products, and not niche necessarily, but say golf clubs or music gear.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that you and I have both.
We know value of to a certain extent.
And have traded in on Marketplace before. It's a very different interaction for those items than, say, a coffee table, which everyone has.
True.
You know, and all of a sudden, you don't have the like, oh, we both make music, or the, oh, we both play golf, or we both play golf and we're left-handed, which is a very special connection that, you know, shouts to all my brethren and sistren. With a coffee table or a car, you have no connection point, and all of a sudden there's no like solidarity.
So you're thinking you're going to whip a car. You're thinking you're confident. It could happen in three months' time.
It could happen that in 4.5 months,
you've got a 1992
Ford Fairlane sitting in the car park at work, and everyone here that are like, you have to get rid of this car. And I'm like, I fucking know I do. I rolled the dice massively. I bought a fucking old Ford Fairlane that it starts, it stops.
Are we allowed to like fix things up?
Well, see, this is another thing. It's like, what are the rules around like fixing things up? Do you have to use the money from the kitty and employ the services of someone from Facebook Marketplace?
And or the tools.
And like, or the tools.
You know, am I allowed to use my own bought screwdriver, for example, or
do you have to marketplace? I think I think
it should be complete marketplace.
It should be complete marketplace.
Yeah. So it might be wise early if you decide to, for example, if I'm like, okay, my technique is going to be buy different bits of a computer. I'm not going to do this. It doesn't make sense. But buy, you know, graphics cards and processors and put them into a case and then sell it as one unit.
Yeah.
But so my strategy possibly early should be, I've got to get some screwdrivers and shit right now just to hold on to.
If I cop like a sander, a drop sheet and some fucking stain, you know, and I'm just going to refurb furniture.
Just refurb, even like I go and get for free, you know, a bunch of plywood and just say a sander, saw and some glue and just start making little crafty things, birdhouses.
I mean, that it could work. Now, Some other things to take into consideration, like your personal Facebook profile for buying and selling is pretty bare, right?
Yeah, yeah. I created a new account a few years ago that is just like for Marketplace.
See, I am still just running Quinoa Peace Dove. And so, like, so my, they made me put my real name, Rowan Dix, and then brackets, Quinoa Peace Dove. I'm like, it works. But the thing is, every time I'm driving to go pick something up now.
Quinoa. Remember quinoa?
Yeah, crazy. Remember ancient grains? Whenever I'm driving to go pick something up, say on Monday night.
You got the R plate on?
I put on my R plates and off I go.
There is context for that. I bought some R plates for Dixie and snuck them onto his car.
Do people know what the R plates are?
You can look it up.
Yeah, yeah. But Raf R plated me and I noticed it. And with something like that, the best possible course of action is to go, I'm going to keep these on for at least a day.
You noticed it after you'd already driven out to Malabar.
Yeah, yeah. But then I was like, well, they're staying on to go home. but every time it happens, I'm driving out And then I think about, you know, on the drive, I bought a TV on Monday.
Yeah.
Old one died. Had it for 10 years. Thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
Going out to Wentworth Point, kind of behind Homebush Bay, and seeing a guy with the last name Kim. Lovely. He was just the loveliest bloke.
Not many Kims around.
No. Well, you know, I just thought it would, you know, in the interest of protecting his anonymity.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I was like, fuck, hang on. If this guy's clicked through to my profile, which, like, you might.
Yeah.
You know, like, my profile picture is my face photoshopped onto Kim Jong-un, firstly. My banner photo is Sesame Street, the cast of Sesame Street with the words, "Don't trust cops." And my name is Quinoa Peace Dove. Like, obviously, I'm not going to fraud you, but you're just going to be like, I'm the weirdo in this situation.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
Do you need to go clean on your Facebook?
Do I need to go clean? Do I need to lock the profile?
We'll start a whole new one.
But then the problem is...
You look like a scammer.
You look like a scammer.
Yeah.
And so, like, I need to refurb my Facebook profile.
So that you can refurb the table.
So I can go full normie.
Yeah.
And really kind of connect a bit more with people.
You and your dog, maybe? Or just a photo of your dog?
Well, maybe I need to... One of the first things I buy, and this is like a more meta investment in my eventual victory, is I buy a fishing rod.
Okay.
And I get a photo of me fishing.
Oh, hold on. Is this a little insight? Are you thinking that fishing gear might be a good, nice little earner?
It might be. See, this is the other thing. It's like we're familiar with the worlds we're familiar with on there, and that's what we get hit with on Marketplace. Yeah, yeah. But I wonder what the best buy low, sell high, quick turnover markets are on there. Would it be like, I mean, not makeup, but like, you know, women's stuff, Dyson fucking hair dryers and shit.
Well, yeah, this is the thing with Marketplace that you got to get it right. I stumble upon them more from the buyer side.
Mm.
It happens from the seller side as well. Like, for example, we have this bed base, pretty good 3-year-old koala bed base, but there's like so many bed bases on there that you just got to price it so much lower than you buy it new. And so you wouldn't want to get into that niche, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's just so much competition. The price is commodified down, and like computers is the same thing. But then the flip side is you still want some kind of volume.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want it to be sitting there.
Yeah.
So yeah, finding that perfect sweet spot where basically there's always only one or two available, but like there's always one
or two. There's always, And yeah, you've just got to kind of be able to negotiate them down.
Yeah.
Always have cash on hand. These are the things we're going to have to do.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, read the art of the deal.
Yeah.
Always have cash on hand. Be ready to, like, drive somewhere at 5:30 every day.
Yep. Listen to the audiobook of the art of the deal.
Yep, on the drive. Not form emotional attachments to the things
that
you get.
This is what I'm worried about, because I'm obviously still I'm still copping things on the perso, and so sometimes I'm going to have to, oh, that's a good deal, but I want it.
Yeah. See, and that's where you're going to fall apart.
I know. I just love buying things on Facebook Marketplace. It's my social media.
Yeah.
Like, if you looked at my Apple, whatever, like screen time, it'll be, number one will be like WhatsApp and Messenger or whatever.
Yeah.
Not TikTok, not Twitter, things that, you know, I don't actually watch TikTok at all. It's Facebook, but it's not because of...
No, it's not.
It's my Facebook account where I have three friends.
Kai? I don't think I'm friends with you on that account.
No, I don't think so. It was just a couple of randoms at the beginning. People just randomly added this new account. And I was like, I better add some so it doesn't look too weird.
I tried to tag you in a thing I saw on... You know, you always look at the first post on your thread before you go to Marketplace?
Yeah.
Today's one was about... It was 25 interesting facts about the Great Lakes, which we were talking about on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I tried to tag you in it, and I was like, oh, that's right. I'm not friends with him.
We're not friends on Facebook. Maybe that's for the best. That's maybe we'll interfere with the Marketplace.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to start running ads. Do not buy from Quinoa Peace Dove. Scammer alert. Scammer alert.
This guy with fucking 6,000 friends from the fucking Sydney nightclub era. Isn't that fucking rattling? You wouldn't cop it, but just like, you know, I go on there and it's just like, oh, I think I remember that cunt. It's like, oh, yeah, of course he's got two kids.
Yeah, I
remember doing ketamine with him in the broom closet at Good God. Hope he's well, you know. Disappear. Show me golf clubs. but, all right, the challenge is set.
Yes.
$200 each.
Yeah.
And we'll report back every week.
Yeah.
But we're going to report back on Patreon.
Yeah, it's Patreon only.
And so if you want to get on board, maybe we'll share some snippets as we go along.
I wonder if there's, as we go as well, maybe we can add some kind of, I don't want to get too crazy, but some audience involvement where they can potentially tip us or something, or like, I don't know.
Like give us money.
Well, I don't know. Something like that.
I think they can be involved. No, the way they can be involved is they can list something to sell.
Oh, that's too much. I think that undermines it.
If they see a good deal or they're selling something, the way that they can tip you is give you massive unders.
Yeah, yeah.
On, you know, it's like, oh, I'm selling a fucking Breville coffee machine. I'll give it to you.
$80. There's so many on there.
Yeah, but
you could, if they gave it for 80, you could probably flip it for 150.
Flip it for 150.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
200 if you're patient.
That's patience.
And if you get some like Ajax spray and wipe, Ajax. It's pronounced Ajax though, the proper Dutch way. But you get the Ajax spray and wipe from Marketplace. And some wipes from Marketplace. Give it a good clean. And maybe, you know.
Well, you don't need wipes. You can just use your hand.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
Anything God gave you, you can use. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So services. So
God gave me this. Yeah, you can sell services on there. Imagine if we just revert to fucking cleaning cars. God. I will make your footy club's team song for $100. Fuck. Maybe that's how I win this.
I will manage your investment portfolio.
It's like, I've got $2 million now, all liquid, all mine, but we need to leave the country. I also think what could be fun, and we can talk about this down the line, is maybe if there are weekly challenges that need to be met, and whoever fails or whoever doesn't win that weekly challenge maybe has to, in their next marketplace interaction, they have to do something that the other person dictates.
Yeah, yeah. Or like they have to include a line in their ads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I think a big part of selling on marketplace is how well you craft the ad.
Yeah, obviously. Totally.
What do your photos look like?
Well,
what's
again,
your copy?
The matey who I bought the computer from, he'd quite obviously written the ad with ChatGPT because it was like, this spectacular computer's graphics will leave you mouth agape in disbelief at the quality and blah, 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 blah. Like this crap that you wouldn't write in a Facebook
Imagine
marketplace
if
post.
Agape was pronounced like agave.
Right.
Mouth agape.
And when I was in his friggin' apartment for what turned out to be an hour because he kept, like, whatever. I was like, did you write the ad with ChatGPT? He's like, oh, you could tell. My professor couldn't.
You're smarter than a professor. So I'm in trouble here.
Yeah. Professor Raff offering tutoring services. $5 an hour.
Fuck.
Just undercut him.
That's good. That's good.
Is that math?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's easy. ChatGPT. I'll tell you everything you need to know. It's google.com and ChatGPT. So this will all be on Patreon.
Yeah.
This will be for our patrons, for you guys that have supported us, stuck with us through thick and thin.
Yeah.
Where we want to give back.
Yes.
And this is how we're doing it.
By reinvesting your money.
Yeah.
We could be millionaires in 6 months.
And who knows? Maybe we'll pay dividends back to the patrons.
Not committing to that. We don't have any license, some kind of investment. This isn't an investment vehicle.
This is none of that. This is the stupidest thing you might hear all year. but head to patreon.com/themeetingtree. I'm sure there's a link to it on our Instagram, maybe our Twitter. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
You could probably Google it. We looked at our stats recently for our pod. It tells you the ages of all your listeners and the gender splits and all that stuff. And that's all you know, fine and normal and very average for a podcast like ours, which is good. But the one stat that was above average was IQ. We have very high IQ listeners. Yeah. You don't need us to tell you where to find our Patreon.
No.
So go out there, hop on board, and yeah, also any tips?
Yeah, any tips, welcome, obviously, to either of us. Am I reachable? I'm not really... I guess still Instagram DMs. I'll occasionally jump in
on,
and check
on
them.
The meeting tree?
No.
But that's the thing. If you're, like, backing a horse here, because what would be good is if you kind of formed allegiances with either Raph or myself.
Yeah.
And encouraged us along, kind of like the Hunger Games, you know, you can send a gift our way, you know, which could just be encouragement. Yeah.
Maybe
or whatever.
We should make like a public Google sheet for this as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like a kind of tally of all the items and things that have been bought and sold.
So I think we can have like anonymous idea. Iguana can be like looking in and just to check up on how we're going.
I think it's a great idea.
Mm.
So get on board. We're going to give ourselves $200. What, starting
now?
And check. We'll check in next week and let you know how we're traveling. 6 months.
Yep.
What's
the date?
What's the date?
It's the 23rd of June.
Wait, what date is 6 months from now? Hit me. Friday, December 22nd. So, coming up to Christmas. Is the cutoff day December 22nd, or should it be Christmas morning?
Let's make it midday on Christmas.
Midday Christmas. Yeah. Should it?
Although, okay. No. Because we've got to be able to record a pod. I think
should
on
it
the
be
day.
Should it be the 27th in the Gooch period? So you can also
there's
last
a
minute
like
Christmas unwanted gift. Unwanted gift last minute dash to really fucking throw Oh, this is all right.
And then we should record the pod and try and release it. 28th. Well, unless I'm away.
You do like going away in that time.
I do. I know. For your birthday, sorry.
I'm used to it.
Let's say December midnight. 11:59, December 27.
Okay. 11:59.
PM. And like, we usually have a game of golf on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
So
that means buying and selling will be difficult.
Yeah.
We're out of action 5 hours.
But then we'll have the whole of the next day.
Yeah. But maybe if I like, you know, get you a little like, racked up or whatever that night, you'll feel uncomfortable about driving long distances because it'll be double demerits.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. The drug buses will be out.
Yeah. All right. This is devious. All right. The marketplace begins.
Yeah. The marketplace. That wasn't a very good one.
That was a cogent.
The marketplace. It's harder to say.
They're both good.
The marketplace.
I think you want to hear it lower in your voice. The marketplace.
The marketplace. No, it's just a different word.
Yeah.
$1 for large rubber mats.
Fuck, he's already on.
By
all right,
four.
I gotta go. Two men, one marketplace, and a challenge. Join the meeting tree as they compete to turn $200 into as much money as possible using only Facebook Marketplace, their guile, cunning, and wit. Who will have the most cash come 11:59 p.m. December 27? Find out on the marketplace. Miami 7 on the marketplace.